بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء, respected حفاظ, elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher, and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, there are not enough words in the English language to be able to articulate the depth of the pure, unadulterated evil that we are witness to in Palestine. There is not enough words in the English language for me to be able to articulate to you what's happening. 17,000 martyred. 47,000 injured, 7,000 missing, 70% of the population displaced, 60 days of tears, 60 days of heartbreak, 60 days of crying to sleep, 60 days of seeing dead bodies, 60 days of horrendous attacks, 60 days of seeing horrific videos, 60 days of viewing heinous crimes, 60 days of witnessing a genocide, 60 days of demanding a ceasefire, 60 days of pleading with our leaders, 60 days of showing the world the truth and the hypocrisy, 60 days of bleeding of Palestine, 60 days of asking the 52 nations of the Muslim state and the 2 billion Muslims to do something, 60 days and still the ummah is in slumber. Hay may Allah. 60 days of no humanity. 60 days of no humanity. The unthinkable atrocities that is being unleashed against our brothers and sisters in Palestine. 60 days of a genocide by the inhumane nature of the state of Israel and the corrupt government and medias that have allowed and enabled this to happen for years. A literal genocide is being carried out before mine and your own eyes, which is being financed by a propaganda machine which continues to perpetuate lies that reaches out to millions. Lies that dehumanize the people of Palestine and seek to justify the use of white phosphorus on civilians. Lies that frame the aggression of one of the world's most well-armed and financed militaries against an oppressed population, half of whom are children, half of whom are mothers and sisters, a quarter of whom are still in the womb of their mothers. Does this not stir something in your heart? Does this not cause a tear to shed from your eye? For how long is the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to be in a slumber? This propaganda machine attempts to justify carpet bombing of the most densely populated region of the world, which human rights experts have called the biggest open-air prison, which others have called the biggest concentration camp in the world. Friends, what can I tell you? You know it all. What can I tell you? All I can tell you is that we are witnessing the time that is foretold by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's all I can tell you. وَظُهُورُ الشَّهَادَةِ بِالزُّورِ وَظُهُورُ الشَّهَادَةِ بِالزُّورِ وَكِتْمَانُ شَهَادَةِ الْحَقِّ. False testimony will prevail and truthful testimony will be concealed. The truth will be concealed and falsehood will prevail. While this propaganda machine that has been used to justify violence against the Palestinians is well financed and backed by powerful forces, we should understand that history repeats itself. This propaganda machine is a tool that has been used by oppressors for thousands of years. I have 10 minutes. I wish I had more time. Just to draw a comparison between Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam, and what's currently happening in today's time. Allow me just to give you two or three comparisons and we will conclude. To understand the history of propaganda, we must first understand that every Nabi, every messenger, every prophet sent to guide humanity faced forces who worked against the light of guidance. That's the first thing we need to understand. Every Nabi, every prophet, every Anbiya, every Rasul, and everybody that followed that Nabi or that Rasul had faced forces that prevented them to spread the light of guidance. Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. Allah says that we have made for every prophet enemies, devilish humans and jinns whispering to one another. And this is my point I'm making about the propaganda. وَزُخْرَفُ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. What does Allah say? وَزُخْرَفُ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا. How did they use propaganda? With the words of deception. In the above ayah, we are confronted with the reality that every prophet faced opposition. And one of the most consistent tools of which has been zukhraful qawli ghurura, elegant words of deception. At the time of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know that his enemies were adamant about spreading lies about him. They called him a poet. They called him a fortune teller, a madman, a renegade, a rebel, was inspired by evil, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, amongst the many accusations. It is narrated on one occasion that every person the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would approach to call towards Islam, would approach to give the da'wah of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Abu Lahab would immediately follow him and try to da'wah. Today, the modern manifestation of the falsehood of the prophets is confronted in the multi-million dollar Islamophobia industry. This industry too consists of nothing but zukhraful qawli ghurura. It consists of elegant words of deception. It is an industry that seeks to dehumanize and vilify Islam and the believers. An examination, I'll just give you a few examples. You can go onto the net. The books of history are full. The records are there. Just a few of the anti-crimes against Islam and the Muslims. You know what happened in North America. You know about the Quebec City mosque shooting in 2017. You know about the killing of Afzal and his family in 2021 in London, in Ontario. The recent brutal murder of Wadi al-Fayoum, a Palestinian child who was only 6 years old, reveals the underlying acts of terrorism. And this industry's vilification and dehumanization of Muslim has not only led to a genocide against our brothers and sisters in Islam, but in the entire world. Respected elders and friends, the story of Musa alayhi salam is one of the most repeated stories in the Quran. It is one of the most repeated stories in the Quran with regard to his confrontation with Fir'aun. And one reflects, when one reflects on the oppressive pharaonic regime, one finds that its power rested on five pillars. Bear with me, friends, and understand history. And once you understand history, you will understand what is happening in the world today. Because history repeats itself. So the pharaonic regime rested on five pillars. Number one, a dictatorial tyrant who believed that he possessed absolute authority over the people. Number one. Is it happening today in Israel? Number two, a hypocritical vice assistant whose name was Haman. Do they have their assistants? Yes. Number three, a wealthy financier of corruption by the name of Qarun. Do they have people who are financing them? Yes. Number four, a corrupt clergy in the form of magicians. Do the West have a corrupt clergy in the form of their cabinets? Yes. And number five, the media and the propagators, the Hashirun. The five pillars, these five pillars, Fir'aun used to have continued to manifest his evil, and these are the very same five pillars that is being used today to persecute Islam. Today, these five pillars are embodied by wealthy corporations, powerful media outlets, corrupt politicians, and people of influence, such as celebrities, sportsmen, sportswomen who endorse the current genocide against the people of Gaza. Respected elders and friends, time doesn't allow me, but there's an amazing dialogue that takes place between Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam, which will give one insight into the tactics that the oppressors use to justify violence against those they subjugate. For instance, when Musa alayhi salam confronted and exposed the pharaonic false ideology, their corruption and their oppression, he was met with a wide range of answers and responses to suppress the message of Tawheed, to suppress the message of Islam, to suppress the message of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the Quran makes mention of وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمَهُ لِيُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَيَذَرَكَ وَآلِهَتَكَ. Will you leave Musa and his people to cause corruption in the land? This is what the excuse they made to the people. And they said, but these are the people who are causing corruption. These are the people who are abandoning you and your gods. Was this not the same thing that was told about the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is causing corruption and he is making abandoning your gods? Is that not happening today? Ask yourself these questions. So these are the same tactics that are playing out, my respected elders and friends, in order for them to oppress, in order for them to maintain power over them and to diminish the struggle of dignity, truth and justice. What can me and you do? I'll tell you what we can do from Quran. I'll tell you what we can do from the life of Musa alayhi salam. We need to amplify our voice. What we need to do? We need to amplify our voice. You know, like the work of Dawat and Tabligh, they say, you need to talk about Allah. You need to talk about Allah and His Rasul. You need to go door to door. You need to use every means that you have available to spread the message of Islam. That's what me and you need to do. When Musa alayhi salam was commanded to confront Fir'aun, he did not run away from the task, but he rather asked Allah and he made dua. He said, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. He said, oh Allah, expand my breast, ease for me my task, untie my knot. So Musa alayhi salam's famous dua showed, to untie the knot of his tongue was to allow for people to understand his speech. We should never underestimate the power of words. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was constantly confronted with lies and propaganda against his message. Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu an once recited poetry in the defense of Islam. When Umar radiallahu anhu heard, he was taken aback and he thought, who would dare recite poetry in the presence of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? However, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Umar, he said, Khalli anhu ya Umar, Khalli anhu ya Umar, leave him, O Umar, for it will strike them quicker than the shower of arrows. That is the power of words. My friends, we learn from this that just as words have the ability to deceive people, the opposite is also the case. Truthful words can be a means of unveiling the truth of a situation to people. There may be many who are bullied into silence with regard to what's happening in Palestine, but we should be aware that those who speak out in these difficult times to counteract the multi-million propaganda machine will, by the mercy of Allah, have the opportunity to fulfill one of the greatest forms of jihad. Will have, if me and you speak out, we will have the opportunity of fulfilling one of the greatest forms of jihad. Listen to this. And Tariq ibn Shihab, أَنَّ رَجُلًا سَأَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قال أي الجهاد أفضل A person came and he asked the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, what is the best jihad? Ayyul jihadi afdal? The Nabi of Allah said, kalimatu haqqin inda sultanin jair. He said, that what is the best jihad? A word of truth in front of a tyrannical ruler. That is the best jihad. In this regard, me and you have opportunities against what is happening within our spheres of influence, through whatever means we have access to on social media. In the story of Musa alayhi salam, we see the power of words. He did not shy away from his task. And lastly, my friends, I have 2 minutes left. This is a heartbreaking poem that was penned by Rafat al-Arir. Rafat al-Arir became shaheed this morning. Himself, his sister, his brother, and their 4 children. Rafat al-Arir was the poet of Gaza. He got shaheed this morning in a deliberate airstrike on himself and his family. He was a poet. He was a lecturer of literature in the University of Gaza. And this heartbreaking poem that he pinned to his profile since the 1st of November, where he speaks about the terrible future and Al-Arir could see coming, and the resilience that gave so many of his followers hope in these times. And he says, when shall this pass? It shall pass, I keep hoping. When shall this pass? It shall pass, I keep hoping. Sometimes I mean it, sometimes I don't. And as Gaza keeps gasping for life, we have no choice. We struggle for it to pass. We have no choice but to fight, and to tell the stories of Gaza for the people of the world. He was martyred this morning. There is another beautiful poem that he penned. He said, if I must die and you must live, to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking down heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze and bid no farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, he sees the kite that you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope, let it be a tale, and tell the people that I am in heaven and alive. Hi, my friends. Brings tears to the eyes, wallah. What can we do? وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب
العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين منتهى الآعذين وهو خير الناصرين والمروح عن المغمومين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، ينادينا ربنا جل جلاله بقوله: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم أي دينه ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. وهو يخبر بقوله: والذين كفروا فتعسا لهم وأضل أعمالهم. فانصروا دينه ينصركم وقد وعدكم ربكم بذلك حيث قال لينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز واعلموا أنه من كان القوي العزيز ناصره فهو المنصور لا محالة وعدوه هو المقهور كما في التنزيل العزيز ولقد سبقت أي حقت قدمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين إنهم لهم المنصورون وإن جندنا لهم الغالبون أيها المسلمون لقد رأى العالم كله في هذه الأيام أن الصهاينة الظالمين قد اجمعوا بسلاحهم وعدادتهم قتلوا النساء ولم يراءوا حرمة وقتلوا صغارا وكان أمرا منكرا ولذا أمة الإسلام لا بد من المقاومة بما استطعنا ولا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها ولم يكن الله سبحانه وتعالى أعد لهم مثل ما أعد لكم بل أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى أعدوا لهم ما استطعتم ثم اتركوا الباقي على الله الله أكبر وهو يريد أن يعذبهم في الدنيا بأيديكم سيلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب منقلبون لذلك أمة الإسلام دن الله سبحانه وتعالى على عدة قوية للمقاومة والمقابلة أمام أعداء الإسلام واستنقاذ المستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان عن الظالمين فواجب على كل مسلم صادق أن يعد لهم ما استطعت من توفير الأسباب وتوجيه القوات المختلفات ضد أعداء الإسلام والمسلمين وذلك لا ينافي التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى بدليل القول المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم حيث قال ثلاثا قائم على المنبر ألا إن القوة الرم ألا إن القوة الرم ألا إن القوة الرم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن استنصروكم في الدين فعليكم النصر إلا على قوم بينكم وبينهم ميثاق والله بما تعملون بصير نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى اللهم اجعل في أمور أهل فلسطين فرجا قريبا ومخرجا يسيرا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل صلي على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدين في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let's let us ensure ourselves straight, shoulder to shoulder, with our heels in line. Whilst we're doing that, we once again remind our respected brothers to continue, inshallah, to donate generously to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the masjid. There's a beautiful Urdu saying that I came across yesterday, where the poet says, Dete raho, dete raho, aata rahega. Dete raho, aata rahega. Keep on giving, it will keep on coming. Keep on giving, it will keep on coming. Allah give us the understanding.
Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتقى تجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وَمُوسَى اللَّهُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِيدَهُ اللَّهُ الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشية عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع
فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله 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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.